Today is June 2nd. These are today's vital statistics. Susan Adsett Hennessy, 56, of Plain, died May 23rd at Unity Point Health, Meritor Hospital in Madison, following a long illness. Funeral Mass will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with a private family burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Richland Center at a later date. Visitation will be held today at St. Luke's Catholic Church from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass at 11. Online condolences available at staffordfuneralhomes.com. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Susan Adsett Hennessy, 56, of Plain. Verlin Klingeman, 92, of Lone Rock, died Sunday, May 31st, at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral service will be held Friday, June 5th, at 11 a.m. at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Visitation will take place Friday, June 5th, until the time of service at the funeral home. Military graveside rites will be provided by the local military honors unit at Woodstock Cemetery. Memorials can be made to the local American Legion. Verlin Klingeman, 92, of Lone Rock. Doris M. Ault, 92, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Plain, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 5th at 11 a.m. at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Visitation will be held Friday, June 5th from 9 a.m. until the time of 11. Doris M. Ault, 92, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Plain. Wendell E. Smith, 93, of Muscadet, died May 24th at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 5th at 3 p.m. at the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian. Visitation will be held Friday, June 5th at the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to the family to be used for community betterment in the greater Riverdale community. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Wendell E. Smith, 93, of Muscadet,